Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy here as well. Merry Christmas to you. Remember, give the gift of scuba. And if that wasn't enough to remind you, we'll play our little song that drills home that point here momentarily on the big show. Also, you know, a couple little things we want to get out there today. Coming up, we're going to share with you all the information about our little trip down south. We're going to celebrate Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys in Marathon. We'll have all the details for you in just a bit. We're going to try to check in with Eric Stone, who is the new owner of the Dockside Tropical Cafe. And we're going to go down there and join the festivities, see a little Christmas light boat parade in Marathon, and celebrate Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys. But we'll have more information for you on that in just a bit, and you'll be welcome to join us as well. Also, this morning I heard that Santa was sighted underwater. So we're going to find out what that is all about, hopefully. But supposedly down in South Florida this morning, Santa was seen on scuba. And it wasn't Drunken Santa. And matter of fact, what's interesting is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has not been in yet for the entire Christmas season. Have you noticed that, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, he has come in more times.
He came in for Arbor Day, I think.
Yeah, I think he was here for Easter. And but he has yet to show up.
Grandparents' Day.
I mean, it's kind of weird. I'm not even tripping over him there in the parking lot in the gutter. I mean, he's out and about somewhere, but I don't know where. So we're going to have to get to the bottom of that and find out what is going on. Find out what is going on exactly with that. So you know, we'll get to the bottom of that and find out exactly why. You know, Drunken Santa has not been seen. I mean, why he hasn't come in to the...
He's got to post bail, Greg.
He has to post bail, you think?
I'm sure.
You sure? Yeah, you know, we ran the sale last week to stock up on the booze for the Christmas party because he had drank us dry. And so maybe that's what it is, because he heard that the Scuba Radio... liquor cabinet was empty. He hasn't been around.
I see.
You know?
That's how he is.
It's okay. Kind of like the bait. Maybe that has been what has drawn him to us. Here, I thought it was just our, you know, our personalities, our friendliness, our you know, the goodwill.
You don't know enough drunks.
Maybe
that's hard to even imagine saying that, but it seems as though you don't know enough drunks.
I just thought he liked us for us. You know, just because of who we are. But maybe he just wanted us for our booze. But anyway, let's see. Who's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA? Let's go to the phone and see what's going on. Welcome. You are on the air. Welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Who's this?
Jingle Balls.
Oh, no.
Jingle Balls.
I didn't think you could smell over the telephone. Gee,
it's Christmas time. It's Scuba Radio.
Yeah. Now, were you not the Santa that was diving in South Florida this morning? Please tell me that.
You no, were... no. I'm not diving.
That was one of your brothers in arms. He doesn't drink quite as heavily.
That was one of my helper elves.
Yeah.
Greg, you know that.
Yeah, where have you been? You come in during Arbor Day or during Groundhog Day, Easter, and you haven't yet been in during Christmas. What gives there, Drunken Santa?
I had some elves get sick. I was shorthanded at the North Pole.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get ready. I just finished with Black Friday, and now it's been Black Week, Black College Reunion, Saturday, and then tomorrow it's Black Sabbath.
Okay, is that what it is, or is it Blackout Week?
I am Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho. Hey.
Yeah. What?
Hello?
I think he has a dry heaves.
Ah, the French.
What is wrong with him?
Oh, their Eiffel Towers, their snails.
Okay. What is he? Hey, listen to me. Did you hear?
He doesn't say anything.
Did you? You drank us out of all our stash for our Christmas party. You know that, Santa, right? Is that why
I thought that was complimentary refreshment?
No.
Greg, he's as boiled as a crab.
Yeah, it does sound like he's...
the French.
Yep, he sure is.
All right, I think we better just let you go.
You know what, I just wanted... Can I say something to... Am I on the air?
Yeah, you are. Be careful.
Okay.
What?
Listen, I just want to say to all the good scuba divers, all the... Scuba boys and scuba girls.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa, and Merry Christmas.
And I see you soon.
Oh, brother. Okay, if you have to. All right. Well, all we can say is we're sorry.
Is it ever from Drunken Santa? I still smell it through the phone.
That is impressive that his scent lingers.
Did he say he had fleas on his dog?
He might have. Oh. All right, let's go to Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters. Maybe he has a better Santa sighting to share with us today.
Hey, I told that guy not to call you. He just got off my boat.
Yeah, is he? Is it the same guy? Hey, I was hoping it was not the same guy because that would not be that would not fall under Patty's dive safe practices category. You hear what I'm saying?
I don't think it would fall under anybody's safe practices.
Yeah, but did you
that
have
was
a
hilarious? Who was that guy?
That was a Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, you know, and he shows up every time but Christmas. So go figure. I don't know what the problem is there.
I gotta hire that guy.
Yeah, well, Drunken Santa and Captain Cocktail. Now there's a combo.
There
man,
you go.
Oh boy.
Yeah. All right. Well,
a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. So Jeff, you guys were running a dive this morning, and rumor has it that you had Santa underwater. Is this true or what?
Yeah, Santa dropped down to bring some presents to the underwater world this morning.
Yeah, and how did this go? Yeah,
putting a Santa suit on somebody and taking them underwater. This is the first time we've done it, and it presented to be a little bit of a challenge. We forgot to poke a hole in his hat to allow the air out. So he had a unicorn, pointy hat the whole time underwater.
Interesting.
Let's see how bad of a time you had with it. Is this the last time you're putting a scuba suit on, a Santa suit on someone and taking them out underwater?
No, we got to do this every time.
Yeah. Okay, so it wasn't that bad.
Next year we want Greg to get in it.
Oh, ho, ho. Yeah, maybe. I would play Santa if, it'd depend on who's going to sit on my lap, I guess. But
okay.
It actually turned out pretty good. Other than the hat, we learned something about the hat. But other than that, it came off great. We got some great photographs. If anybody wants to see them, we'll put them up later today on South Florida Diving Headquarters Facebook.
Well, excellent.
Go in and see Underwater Santa.
Yeah, all right. And you want to try this, you just got to make sure.
People donated gifts for the Broward Outreach Program for needy kids. So it was a great morning all around.
Good deal. That sounds like fun.
And, of course, Greg, a generous person that he is, he donated, 45, 50 GIFs?
GIFs? Like the peanut butter?
The pictures from the Scuba Radio website. You hear people need you to donate gifts, and you give them digital pictures. You give them GIFs. That doesn't even make sense. Now, why would you do that?
No. Well, first of all, they're called GIFs.
GIFs, GIFs, whatever.
But even for a nerd like me, that wasn't very funny. But, yeah, I don't know. I it's a great idea, and learn from Jeff's mistakes. Poke a hole in your Santa hat if you try to, if you want to replicate this technique or this offering to your divers in your area.
What about your bag, Greg? Should you poke a hole in your bag?
Well, then Santa will have a whole new bag.
He would, yeah. I mean, did Santa take a sack under water, too, Jeff?
No, we took gift boxes that were kind of hollowed out that we had specially made for the effect, and then we had a couple of elves underwater as well. Next year I want the mermaid.
All right, wait. Santa wants a mermaid instead of an elf. He's made
a
request. All right, does that make him naughty or nice?
Depends on how naughty or nice the mermaids are.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio.
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
We are sorry, but, you know, it's the holidays, so we can kind of get away with this type of stuff. Can we? We get a pass? It's kind of like eggnog that's sat out a little bit too long, but it still has a message.
Eggnog that's sat out for too long also has a message.
It lingers, and it comes back.
And it does linger, and it does come back.
Yeah. You know, so that just, but that's what we're doing to try to, you know, drill that point home, that you should give the gift of scuba. And if we have to create a song that will eat at your, you know, patience.
Pancreas.
It could do that as well.
If you don't give the gift of scuba, we will continue to play that song.
It's simple as that. Just submit. That's what you must. You should. It's the perfect gift. It really is. Always the right size. Never have to worry about being the wrong color or something that they're going to want to take back. What? Bill's looking at me.
I mean, you're right. There's nothing. There's no problem with the gift of scuba.
Right.
Yes. You're right. So, I agree.
Okay, good. At least we got that out of the way. All right, some other ideas in that regard. You know, of course, you can give the gift of scuba. You can give the gift of diving somewhere unique and special. How about Dominica? Right now, Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA special as we speak. I think they're going to run this until we head out there in January. They're going to carry the DEMA special on for a few more weeks. So if you give them a call or go to FortYoungHotel.com, you can look right up on there, and there's a little link for the DEMA dive special. And you can get an amazing package of diving with breakfast and 5 days of two tank dives on a 7-night stay, transfers from the airport, marine park fees, and you could go and experience the nature island, which will blow your mind as far as the diving is concerned, for sure. And you know, topside, we've talked about this before. Believe it or not, Dominica, the most volcanic island in the world. 7 dormant volcanoes that create these hot springs and things. We're going to be down there January 25th through the 29th. So if you want to come down while we're there, feel free to book it. FortYoungHotel.com. And, of course, we're going to be down there doing a broadcast and, you know, taking the sampling of what the island has to offer. It's just, I can't wait. It'll be amazing, as always.
When you say book it, are you making an 80s reference that you should do it quickly? Quick, book it!
Why is that an 80s reference?
In the 80s, didn't we say book it when we meant you're supposed to go fast?
Oh.
Book it!
Okay, well, I guess.
Not book 'em. That would be Dano.
Yeah.
That's the 70s.
Yeah, but that's different. You would book it. You'd run really fast. You don't remember that?
No.
You didn't run fast.
True.
Those of us who are quick.
Yeah. I was a fat
the
kid.
Quick amongst us.
I couldn't run.
Would book it.
I couldn't run fast.
Yeah. You would perhaps trap it, keeper it.
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, Dominique, I can't wait. That trip that we have coming up in January is just going to be an amazing adventure.
Yes.
We're going to spend 4 days and Nevis, and then we are going on the liveaboard trip with Explore Ventures, which is sold out, by the way. But then, you know, we got something in the works. Right after the holidays here, we're looking to set up another trip. So hopefully we'll have a big announcement for you on that coming up. But then, we're going to dive around St. Kitts, from St. Kitts to Saba, and end up in St. Martin. Then we fly to Dominica for a few days. And Mermaid Tiffany...
Tiffany!
Yeah, and the Scuba Cowboy are going to join me down there in Dominica. Tiffany's never been.
Wait, they're also going on the liveaboard, though.
Yeah.
You're not just having to meet you and say, hey, you should have been here for the liveaboard. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're going to be in for the whole two-week haul.
And they're in for a treat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Tiffany's been on the liveaboard before, but she's never been to Dominica. And she's never been to Saba. She's never been to Nevis. So this is going to be all new experience for her.
I've never been to me.
What?
Nobody has, Bill.
Well, that's not 100% true. I have 4 kids. Go on. This is a Joni Mitchell reference.
Okay. You say so.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great adventure. We're going to be doing broadcasts, and that's pretty much going to take up a big portion of January for us. But, give the gift of scuba. You could give them a trip like this. You know, we'll tell you about those places when we're there, when we're doing our broadcast, but you could book go to Explore Ventures website and book a liveaboard trip and throw that under the tree for the dive buddy on your list. And I'll tell you what, you're going to make someone really, 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 really happy. Wouldn't you want, you would like that. Wouldn't that be nice if something like that showed up under your tree there, Bill?
Yes, it would, Greg.
Yeah. But but there's a pretty good chance that won't happen for Bill.
Hey, Bill's been naughty.
So don't be a Bill. Yeah. No, it's, you know, it is. Travel, and the other thing is gear. Now, for the Christmas holiday, have you even thought about that, Bill, from your perspective of what you want for Christmas as far as dive gear? What do you need?
Dive gear, why? I am a simple, simple man when it comes to diving. Really, it is.
You're a simple, simple man regardless.
I don't need to have a lot of gear. I'm comfortable with my rag. I like my BC.
Yeah.
As much as we kid about it, I get lots of, kind of spare equipment from you.
Yeah, true.
And
my hand-me-downs.
Yeah, but which is okay. I don't know if there's anything that I need, but I think I would like to get, take some education to advance my diving.
Mm-hmm. Some con ed, that's what you want.
I don't necessarily want to be a dive instructor.
No?
I mean, not necessarily. I don't think I have a lot of application for that. I can't imagine somebody going through a lot of trouble of becoming a dive instructor and then never, ever teaching anyone. You know what I mean?
That would be ridiculous.
That would be the most absurd thing that would ever happen.
I teach people. He's making this comment like I don't teach people, but I teach people.
Did I mention you? Did your name come up?
No, but you're looking right at me like, Greg, you're not doing enough teaching or something. I taught my daughter and her friend. That was my latest students. I didn't talk that much about their little excursions, but I did that behind the scenes.
He's got two mermaids in the pipe right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Because talking about teenage daughters of people is probably a little creepy when you're
Shush!
Spending.
Shush!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Is going to go down next weekend, December 13th and 14th. We're actually going to record the show Friday afternoon, evening, as we get ready for the festivities and the grand opening of the Dockside Tropical Cafe. And basically so we can get our work out of the way and have our Scuba Radio Christmas party. We got a few of things going on amongst friends, as well as if you would like to come out and join us. It is definitely open to the public. And you're welcome to come out and join the Scuba Radio crew. Even Bill is being allowed out of the out of the confines of our Scuba Radio studio, and he's going to join us for this event. And if you want to come down and stay Friday night and Saturday night for the event and all these festivities, we're going to be staying at the Sombrero Resort and Marina. SombreroResortMarina.com is the website to go to. It's literally right next door to the Dockside Tropical Cafe. A nice little Florida hotel, clean, small, clean, no bugs, that kind of thing. It's just a nice little Florida hotel, and it's right next to the bar, within stumbling distance, which will be very convenient for a Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys celebration, if you know what I mean. So Sombrero Resort and Marina.com, go there, book it. It's like $80 or $100 with tax, I believe. Per night. So you can't beat that kind of price.
Nope.
Down in the Keys. And I'm looking forward to going down there and having a little fun. Eric Stone's going to be there. He's one of the original scuba dudes. And he has opened up this establishment down in Marathon. And really decked it out nice from the pictures I've seen. This thing is fully stocked.
And they look good. It's been well received by the locals.
Yeah. I think it's going to be well received from everyone. Because he's, I know Eric from many years gone by, and he is a connoisseur of what is offered in bars around the world. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, good.
And if anybody is an expert, Eric definitely knows his business in that regard. So he has definitely made this a a project of love, the Dockside Tropical Cafe. We got more about that and what we're going to be doing coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Santa moved down to Tuna Grill. All he ever does is chill. Hangs out on the beach all day. If you see him, you will say, Santa Claus has dreadlocks, he hangs out by the reef. He has a Christmas sleigh pulled by manta rays and a big old bag of spleef. Santa Claus has dreadlocks, right around Christmas time. He says, ho, 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 man, away he goes, leaves a smoky trail behind.
We don't endorse that type of activities. Those activities, but you know, in Marathon in the Keys, they do. No, I don't know if they do or not. But he might play that song. That's Eric Stone. And
Eric Stone's backup band used to be called the Stoners.
Right.
Eric Stone and the Stoners used to be how he traveled this great nation of ours.
Yeah.
Amassing cash so we could open up Tropical Dockside Cafe in Marathon.
Right, right. Now, I believe he has a new lineup.
Yes.
For the Dockside Tropical Cafe down there in Marathon, which
it's
we're going to be.
Eric Stone and the Oxycontins.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know if that's
I don't
true.
Think that's right. But Dockside Tropical Cafe is finally making its world debut next week, and we're going to be part of the grand opening celebration Friday and Saturday. And like I said earlier, we're going to broadcast or we're going to record a show Friday afternoon during happy hour.
We are going to be broadcasting live on tape next Saturday.
Yes, live in front of a live in front of a studio audience.
Taped live in front of a live audience.
No, taped live in front of a drunken audience.
These are some of my favorite audiences.
Yeah, yeah, because and I'm sure that's going to be the case in Marathon because Eric is his happy hour is from like 11 to 7 p.m. It's like the longest happy hour in the universe or something.
Wow.
A good 6-7 hour happy hour.
They're not great with timekeeping.
It's island time.
It's 5 o'clock, pretty much around the clock. Yeah, down there in the Keys. But, yeah, we're going to go down there, do our show on Friday afternoon. Then Eric and his band is going to play at 7. And that'll, you know, we'll probably be wrapped up with most of the business that we have to do with our radio show.
Business.
And there's going to be quite a few characters, I hear, they're going to show up, maybe even from Scuba Radio's past. Mermaid Lacey and Leah are talking about coming down. Bill. Wow. Bill is going to be there, which is...
That's unusual in and of itself.
Yeah.
I don't believe
and
it.
And I'm bringing, because I'm going to a Scuba Radio event, bringing a mermaid.
You're bringing a mermaid.
I'm bringing a mermaid.
Your own personal mermaid.
My own personal mermaid.
What's his name?
Sean.
Oh.
Eliza.
Oh, okay.
My four-year-old loves dressing up like Ariel, and she's very excited there will be mermaids to be seen when we go down to the Keys.
Yes. Is she excited about that?
She's very excited about seeing mermaids.
Good. And, yeah, it'll be
I'm marginally excited about it, too, but I did not share that information with her.
Well, as you should not do. But anyway, yeah, we got some of our mermaids going to show up. Scuba Cowboys coming out as well from Colorado. Mermaid Tiffany and Aspen are coming down from that neck of the woods. So it's going to be a big Scuba Radio gathering. There's rumors that even our buddy Neil Watson and Captain Slate might make an appearance Friday afternoon.
Well, that'll be good.
That is possible. It's going to be very busy for them because there's a lot of stuff going on in that part of the country. You know, with Christmas boat parades, like, you know, Neil and Captain Slate, they actually are, you know, Neil's been a Grand Marshal of the Key Largo Boat Parade. a Christmas light boat parade. Captain Slate does the lead boat for that. So that happens on Saturday night. So they're talking about trying to come out to Marathon and join us on Friday for the show.
Are we going to have to do something with the Marathon boat parade?
Well, what Eric has told me is that there is a Marathon Christmas boat parade, just like they have in Key Largo, and there's one in South Florida and Pompano, and all, a lot of boat parades are going to be going down this next Saturday, December 14th.
Correct.
Is what that'll be. However, in Marathon, it ends up that I believe they're having the judging for their Christmas light boat parade in Marathon right there at the Dockside Tropical Cafe. So the judges for the Christmas light boat parade are supposedly going to be there right there at the bar with us. Now, whether that means we actually get to participate and, you know, maybe we can weasel in and become official judges.
Ooh.
Maybe we can become, you know, at least crowd supporters and that kind of thing. Because I don't know. You're a judge for one of these Christmas light boat parades. I've never had the honor of being nominated to do this, Bill. But I have seen it.
Well, that's because they know that you are susceptible to bribes.
That's right.
Well, aren't they all? I mean, I thought that was part of the
I know that plan. You thought that, and that's why you are not having been approached.
Maybe that's what it is. But I've seen it in work, you know, seen it at work and what they have to do. I mean, Neil has done this several times, our buddy Neil Watson. And, you know, I was with him in Key Largo a couple of years ago when he was asked to judge this. And they take this stuff very seriously. I mean, there's like scorecards and all this. And he's going down the idea like, hey, I'm going to judge the Christmas light boat parade. You know, get together, have a few cocktails, have fun. He's like, oh, no. He got down there. They were serious. And they were like, here, you got to judge this. People have put in like hours and hours of work on these boats to dress them up in Christmas lights. You can't be all liquored up and take this lightly. This is a serious undertaking as a judge. And he was ready to throw in the towel right away. He's like, hey, this is way too much. I didn't come here to take this seriously.
I understand that this is a very serious responsibility, and I can't do that.
Yeah. So, that's what I wonder if it'll be that serious down in Marathon, or it'll be a little bit more laid back, being that you're closer to Key West and that type of stuff, and maybe it won't be as intense.
No.
You think it will be intense?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Marathon's one of the yachtiest keys.
Yachty.
You think?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I think they'll be more laid back. It's just Christmas lights. Whoever, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the boat that's going to win is the one that has the most flashing lights that could potentially give you an epileptic seizure.
Is it the number of lights or would fire in any way?
Fire! Oh, my gosh!
What if it was fire?
That's awesome!
What if they could shoot her? I mean, if they...
Pyro always wins.
Not, I mean, real pyro. Like they're shooting Greek fire from one ship to another ship.
Oh. You know, I don't know what the theme is, but maybe...
Catching fire. It's a Hunger Games thing.
It's could very be. Serious, Greg. Think of Richard Crenna in Summer Rental.
In Summer Rental?
Richard Crenna in
John
Summer
Candy?
Rental.
No, don't know it. Don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Way too old.
Bill, help me out here.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that... has anything to do with anything, but who cares? It doesn't really matter. If they have a theme, great. If they don't and they just have a lot of blinky lights, great.
Blinky lights.
Yeah. Otherwise,
you know what? Let Eric know that my
work...
4-year-old is available to judge.
Okay.
Because she'll take it seriously.
You think? More than we would?
By we, you including you?
Yeah.
Think of Yoda.
Then yes.
Okay.
Think of Yoda from Return of the Jedi.
You know, what I was going to say, if we were to help judge, if they had any kind of diving element in their presentation, that'd be a way to obviously suck up to a judge
like
me. What
if they set themselves on fire and then dove into the water to put it out? Now that would be spectacular.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There we are. Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah. Now, see, these are the kind of ideas that if you decide to do or participate in a Christmas light boat parade, this is what's going to push you over the top.
You got to put yourself, you got to think like a judge. That's what you have to do. You have to think like a judge. And, of course, a judge is thinking, You know, by the
I wish I had a drink right now.
By the 45th vote, I wish they were all on fire.
Yeah. No, no. They, if you're like Neil, he's like, oh, I wish I could drink right now.
Oh.
Because that's what it was like. But yeah, it'll be fun.
I wonder if Neil made the argument that he wouldn't be as good of a judge if he was totally sober. You got to let me drink some, or else I'm not going to be a good judge at all. I can't even do math.
The thing he compared it to, he says, I've been a judge and I've been a grand marshal. And trust me, being grand marshal is way easier because that's all you do. You just stand there on the boat and you drink, while someone else captains the boat and you wave to everybody. And as long as you don't drink so much where you can't wave anymore, and he's been there, he's done that. You know what I'm saying? And he prefers that much over the judging part of it where they take it serious and expect him to like write things down and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And who's the winner? Number 7! I like number 7!
He had fireballs! He jumped in the water and put himself out.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Toys R Us doesn't have to fight the Christmas rush. He's never out of stock with even the hottest toys and games. It's easy.
Good grief.
That's enough. Let's just kill that. That's pretty annoying. But
wasn't it elves that gave us what does the fox say?
Maybe.
that elves?
I think Elvis cookies. Or something? Could be. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Ho, ho, freaking ho.
Yeah. You know, that could be something. You know, we were talking about those morph suits for Halloween. Why not go down underwater wearing an elf suit? You could do that. Come on, Bill.
Yes, of course you could. You could go down.
Would you rather go down as Santa?
No.
Okay.
Because your hat's all pointy.
Well, there you go. And it might float off, according to Jeff.
Right.
If you don't put a hole in it.
Correct.
But if you go down as an elf.
If you like it, put a hole in it.
Yeah.
It's the Christmas version of Beyonce's song.
If you say so. All right. So.
All the Santa ladies.
Last night, you know, I've been watching this show. I've been wanting to talk about this for a few weeks now. But I've been watching Bering Sea Gold.
Bering
on Discovery
Sea Gold
channel.
Yes.
This is that TV show. This show where they're diving in the Bering Sea under the ice. They're ice diving. And they're dredging for gold. Have you seen this show?
What?
No.
Neither one of you guys have seen this?
No. Now, this sounds much more interesting than every other show you have ever suggested.
Yeah. Well, you know, they got, you know, there's
Quack Dynasty or whatever it's called.
Well, there's the show Gold Rush.
Yes.
Where they just go all over the, you know, different places looking for gold and digging it up
it's
and stuff.
It's a sequel to the Shopper Rush.
Yeah. Oh. And then they have this Bering Sea Gold,
supermarket,
which is you know, they're in Nome, Alaska, and you know, they got like, I don't know, 6-7 weeks to take these dredges out on the ice, and they dig a big hole in the ice, they dive down, and they take, you know, this big vacuum cleaner hose thing at the end of their dredge, and they dredge it. But there's a lot of diving in it, you know, as far as ice diving, with a purpose, and it's almost. You know, I mean, it looks like something
there?
In the Bering Sea.
Yeah, why is there gold there?
I guess that's just where gold is. They're actually going through some kind of gold rush there.
When early man crossed the Bering Strait many thousands of years ago, Bill, they actually traveled in gold chariots. Yes.
Oh, gold chariots.
Is that what it is? Maybe.
Broke through the ice and sank to the bottom.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, I mean, you know, some of the characters they have on the show.
Land
bridge. You know, they're a bit rough. A lot of them have went belly up as far as making any money. They haven't made squat.
Okay.
And, you know, there's disclaimers on it. Don't come up here and do this. You'd be insane to do so. You know, most people lose their ass. Actually, most of the people on this.
Tosh.0, or are you watching
Jackass?
No, I'm watching Bering Sea Gold.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of these guys have, you know, it looks like the majority of them that have went up and started doing this that are featured on the show were not really big divers initially.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You know, they were going for the gold, and then they learned to dive and do this as part of a necessity to get to the gold.
Well, Bill, we could do that. Let's go. Come on.
Let's do that.
But we already know how to dive, so I'm thinking, you know, we would have a leg up on them if we went up there and wanted to do some gold.
Here's what we don't
dredging.
Know anything about.
What?
Why there's gold in the Bering Sea.
Well, who
without
cares?
Without knowing why there's gold there, we wouldn't know where to look.
You look in the cobble, underwater. They're looking
you're just
for landscape.
Making up words now. You are not helping.
No, it's these the cobblestones, and that's where the gold has settled, supposedly, as
from
amongst
cobblestones.
The cobblestones. Yeah. So they look for
this
cobble-like landscape. And you just put the hose there, and you move the rocks around, and like, ooh, there's gold. And it sucks it up, and like, oh, we got good gold here. You know, it looks easy. And, you know, being that we already know how to dive, now I admit, I haven't dove in the Bering Sea. I haven't dove in ice. I haven't really dove in water below 60 degrees.
Exactly.
So we're ready.
We got that issue.
We're ready.
But they're diving commercial, you know, wetsuits that are pumped full of hot water, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drinking.
Well, yeah. I mean, but they have literally, it's basically like diving in a hot tub.
All right.
Because your suit is filled up with hot water.
Is there a spot for you to hold your red stripe?
No.
Your kabuli?
No. You don't need to, and it mix right in. Same temperature and everything.
Nice.
I mean, from what they say, but then of course there's mishaps and there's issues that go wrong, and then
walrus attack.
You know, they can't breathe. They can't breathe. The hot water heater quits hurting or quits working, and
polar bears.
It's a little cold. I don't know if they got polar. I guess they got it. They haven't had any episodes where they've talked about polar bears.
What do you mean, no?
They're not in the Arctic Circle.
The only thing they've actually shown...
Polar bears are not in the Arctic Circle?
The Bering Sea is not in the Arctic Circle.
The only thing I recall really them close. Showing underwater, by the way, is maybe a jellyfish would show up next to them while they were dredging. They haven't really shown much as far as marine life under the ice.
Big octopus.
You think?
Big, slow octopus.
Well, it sounds like something we should do. Should we add it to the list?
I think so.
I think you
guys
can enjoy
We're going to go get some Bering Sea gold. We're coming at you. We're coming for you, boys.
Arr.
Or not. I don't know. Might be too cold.
You know, I'm going to let you guys cobble something together.
Okay. Well, we'll have to leave it there for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better.
Downward sweater.
Good diving, everybody. That's why it's hot. I'm not the water. Yeah, we love it.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.